This is Chapter 7, Alternating Currents. Circuits involving alternating currents are used in electric power distribution systems, in radio, television, and other communication devices, and in a wide variety of electric motors. Alternating just means that the current changes direction, alternating periodically from one direction to the other. And in this chapter, we work with three common systems, including the resistor, the capacitor, and the inductor. An alternating voltage, Vm sin omega t, applied to a resistor R, drives a current Im sin omega t in the resistor, which equals Vm by R. The current is in phase with the applied voltage. For an alternating current passing through a resistor, the average power loss due to Joule heating is half Im square R, and to express it in the same form as the DC power, a special value of current is used. It is called root mean square current and is denoted by capital I. Capital I equals Im over root 2, which is also written as 0.707 times Im. Similarly, the RMS voltage is defined by V, which equals 0.707 Vm. We have the power, which equals IV or I square R. An AC voltage, Vm sin omega t, applied to a pure inductor L, drives a current in the inductor Im sin omega t minus pi by 2, where Im equals Vm by XL. And this new term, XL equals omega L, is called inductive reactance. The current in the inductor lags the voltage by pi by 2. The average power supplied to an inductor over one complete cycle is zero. Next up the line, we have the capacitor. An AC voltage Vm sin omega t applied to a capacitor drives a current in the capacitor Im sin omega t plus pi by 2. Here, Im equals Vm by Xc. And yes, you guessed it right, Xc equals 1 by omega c, and it's called the capacitive reactance. We come to know that the current through the capacitor is pi by 2 ahead of the applied voltage. As in the case of inductor, the average power supplied to a capacitor over one complete cycle is zero. Putting them all together, for a series RLC circuit driven by voltage Vm sin omega t, the current is given by Im sin omega t plus phi. Here, Im equals Vm by root of R square plus Xc minus XL the whole squared, and phi equals tan inverse Xc minus XL by R. And here's another new term, Z equals root of R square plus Xc minus XL square. It's called the impedance of the circuit. The average power loss over a complete cycle is given by P equals VI cos phi. The term cos phi is called the power factor. In a purely inductive or capacitive circuit, cos phi equals zero and no power is dissipated even though a current is flowing in the circuit. In such cases, current is referred to as wattless current. The phase relationship between current and voltage in an AC circuit can be shown conveniently by representing voltage and current by rotating vectors called phasors. A phasor is a vector which rotates about the origin with angular speed omega. The magnitude of a phasor represents the amplitude or peak value of the quantity represented by the phasor. The analysis of an AC circuit is facilitated by the use of a phasor diagram. An interesting character of a series LCR circuit is the phenomena of resonance. Heard this before? Yes, the circuit exhibits resonance, that is, the amplitude of the current is maximum at the resonant frequency omega naught, which equals 1 over root LC. The quality factor Q, defined by omega L over R, or 1 by omega naught CR, is an indicator of the sharpness of the resonance. The higher value of Q, indicating sharper peak in the current. Moving on, a circuit containing an inductor L and a capacitor C with no AC source and no resistors exhibits free oscillations. The charge Q of the capacitor satisfies the equation of simple harmonic motion. Let's recollect. It's d square q by dt square plus 1 by lcq equals 0. And therefore, the frequency omega of free oscillations is omega naught, which equals 1 by root lc. The energy in the system oscillates between the capacitor and the inductor, but their sum or the total energy is constant in time. And to conclude with a transformer, it consists of an iron core on which are bound a primary coil of N P-turns and a secondary coil of N S-turns. If the primary coil is connected to an AC source, the primary and secondary voltages are related by Vs equals Ns by Np times Vp, and the currents are related by Is equals Np by Ns times Ip. If the secondary coil has a greater number of turns than the primary, the voltage is stepped up. Vs is greater than Vp. This type of arrangement is called a step-up transformer. And in contrast, if the secondary coil has turns less than the primary, we have a step-down transformer. And that was all about the chapter Alternating Currents.